Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We rejoice in it and are glad, and we give Him the glory. Let me encourage you from this powerful scripture of Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 29. It says, "Oh, that their hearts would be inclined to fear me and keep all my commands always, so that it might go well with them and their children forever." You know, when I was growing up, my grandfather told my mother, "Teach your son to obey," because I was a mischievous, you know, chap growing up. And my mother took all the efforts to teach me the word, teach me to obey, discipline me. And I'm grateful to the Lord for those disciplines because it helped me over a period of time. And she shaped that character in me to obey the parents to begin with. And that's a big challenge. So that's what God is saying, you know. And very important for us to understand is that what God commands you to do, He will give you the grace to do it. But that does not mean it will be easy, right? If you look at the life of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were ordered by the king to be burned alive for refusing to worship his golden image. Now notice their faith confession. Number one, they said, "Our God is able to deliver us," in Daniel 3:17. They never doubted God's ability. Number two, "And He will deliver us," in verse 17. They never doubted God's willingness. Number three, "But if not, we will not worship the golden image," in verse 18. That's what was their confession. They never considered an alternative to obedience. How did their story turn out? Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, saying, "Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?" They answered and said to the king, "True, O king." "Look," he answered, "I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God," in verses 24 and 25 of the same chapter. What happened next? Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Verse 30 records that. You say, "But this is the hardest thing I have ever been asked to do." When God asks you to do something you don't want to do or feel you cannot do, He has your best interests in mind, right? For example, I gave you of my life. When your children say, "I can't do this, it's too hard," do you change your mind and let them off the hook? No, you insist because it is for their good. That's how God feels and thinks about us, right? And He says in 5:29, "Oh, that their hearts would be inclined to fear me and keep all my commands always, so that it might go well with them and with their children forever." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, God loves you dearly. And as long as we live within the boundary of His word, we will flourish, prosper, live in peace, live in prosperity, and that the name of Jehovah will be glorified. He'll delight and dote over us because He has our best interest in His mind. Amen. Let us obey Him, let us follow His protocols, and let us enjoy the true freedom that comes forth in knowing Christ and His word. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. Truly, your word tells us, O Lord, trust and obey, for there is no other way. Lord, I pray that our hearts are bound towards disobedience, towards rebellion. For we were all born in sin, but now after our born-again experience, Lord, we are redeemed, we are saved, we are justified, we have been delivered. We have been delivered from that rebellion. I pray that, Lord, you will give us an obedient heart, a teachable spirit, that we'll be able to hearken to the voice of God the Father, hearken to the voice of the Holy Spirit who lives within us, leading us and guiding us, O Lord. And I pray that we will obey your word from Genesis down to the book of Revelation and follow your precepts and do your statutes. That's what I pray. Today, Lord, I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them and flourish them and prosper them. Grant them your favor, O Lord. I also pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health conditions. Lord, I speak healing into their bodies in Jesus' name. Healing into their mind in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, I thank you that you are a miracle-working God. You do miracles in every area of our living, and we give you the praise for that. I thank you. We honor you. We appreciate you, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you, and bye for now.